check. Hey everybody, it's week 4 in LEGO Live. How many of you have had fun so far in LEGO Live? Cool. We're excited that you're here. I want you to turn to the person next to you and shake their hand and find out what their name is. Go. All right, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right. Guys, we're in our series called LEGO Life, and what we're doing throughout the whole series is we're gonna learn about different blocks. Everybody say blocks. And these blocks are gonna help us to know how to build our spiritual life, because when we build with Legos, we need the right blocks to build the right things, right? So when we're trying to build our spiritual lives, we need the right blocks. I want to show you a couple really cool creations that we had come in this week. You guys have been sending in your creations to kids at goodnews.church. And the first one up here is going to come from, I think, Mr. Javier Villarreal. And he has made, Javier, what do you call this? An Atlantis battleship. How long did it take you to make that? 1.5 days and all night. Very cool. All right, next up we have Akeem Villarreal. Akeem, let's see what you built. Akeem, is that Batman? That's Spider-Man? I'm just playing with you. Akeem, what is that, your creation that you did? The Jesus ship? Very cool. Spider-Man's on Jesus ship. You guys know that, right? All right. And then the next one, we have Mr. Bennett Milliken. And he built that right here, guys. So if you guys build something right here in our little purple Lego pool and you want to take a picture, come see Mr. Tim or I, and we can help you take your picture and we can show you. So it looks like he built kind of like a rocket ship, all right? Can you clap your hands and thank those people who made those creations? Good job. Cool. Are you guys listening today? You guys have been doing such a good job listening. All right, today we're going to start with a discussion. I'd like you guys to circle up in your square and link arms. Go.
Right, very good. Thank you. Boys and girls, today we're going to talk about a very special topic about prayer. Who's heard of prayer before? I mean, most of us have heard of prayer. Right, but this is a special topic because we're going to talk about who do we pray to? How does prayer work? How does prayer work? How much of prayer is listening? How much is talking? When we talk, what words do we say? And we're going to talk about prayer today. So the verse we're going to use, you're going to find it in your Bibles. Are you ready? Are you ready for your sword drill? Here we go. Bibles down in front of you. Leave them closed. They closed. Cool. Closed. Akeem, yeah, close it. Close your Bible. Thank you. All right, the first person to turn to this verse gets to read for us Psalms. Just kidding. Jeremiah 33:3.
Oh, you're so close, guys.
You guys are so close. Maddie right here has it first. You guys are so close. Good job. All right, let's look at what the Bible says about our verse today. If you can hear me, clap once. If you can hear me, clap twice. If you can hear me, make sure you're paying really close attention to this verse. Matthew 33:3.
Call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know.
One more time.
Call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know.
Very good. It says call to me. Everyone say call. I will answer you. Everybody say answer. This is God saying, when you pray, I will answer you. Our main point for today, boys and girls, is my God speaks. I want you to say it with me. Say, my God speaks in the count of three. Ready? 1, 2, 3. My God speaks. One more time. 1, 2, 3. My God speaks. All right. Maddie and I, since Maddie came up and read our sword drill today, I want her to help us with our motions. So, Maddie, your word to make up a move for. Are you nervous? You ready? No, she's not nervous at all. All right. So the word Maddie is going to think of a move for is speaks. Think of a word for speaks. All right? We're going to do two motions. You guys can stay seated right there. The first word is my, and I thought it would be pretty fun if the whole room could do this. The whole room could do this, all right? When you say my, I want you to put your hands like this and make a stirring motion. This room should be real stirred up. Ready? My. Do it 5 times.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Like Betty Crocker. One more time. Ready? 5 times. Only 5 and no more and no less. My. All right, make sure you say my. You got to remember my God speaks. Ready? Say it with me. After me. My. That looks pretty good. Some of you are starting real good. The next word is God. And that motion, I want you guys to go on both knees and as low to the ground as you can, bow very low and say, God, God. And touch your forehead to the floor and lick the carpet. Yum. All right, back up. All right, we're going to do one more time. Shh. Mr. Larry, Mr. Enzo. One more time. God.
God.
All right, let's try it again. My.
My.
God. Maddie, what you got? Speaks. I like that. Let's keep it to a, okay, so the is up here. Keep it to the down there, okay? Because you're going to break my eardrums. There you go. All right, and stop. Let's try it again all together. My. God. Speaks. And stop. One more time. My.
My. 2, 3, 4, 5.
God. Speaks. And stop. All right. Clap your hands for my helper, Maddie. Thank you very much, Maddie. You get to pick a Lego prize today. Thank you very much. All right. You guys are doing great. If you can hear me, clap once. You can hear me clap twice. You can hear me clap 3 times. Very good. You guys are doing excellent. We're going to start with our lesson today. We're going to answer some questions. We're going to answer, who do we pray to? God, Jesus, or the Holy Spirit? Who do we pray for or pray to? Listen. How do we pray? How does this work? Do we just pray and God answers everything? Why do some prayers get unanswered? You guys had in your discussion questions. Has God ever answered your prayers? Raise your hand if God has ever answered your prayers before. All right, very good. You can put your hands down. Some of us, God has never answered our prayers. So how does this prayer thing work? We're going to answer all those questions today, and hopefully you can get to know how prayer works. Let's pray, everybody, and then we're going to look at our video for today. Guys, we don't talk when we pray, only to God. God, today, we want to get to know you better. Lord, I pray that you help us to just continue to get closer to you and to know who you are. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's look at the video today. All right. Clap your hands for Peter breaking out of prison. Dang. That's legit. Watermelon. Who wants to help me with the watermelon? Ready? Woo. Okay. Hey. Your head looks like a watermelon. Cool. I want one helper today. I'm going to go with right there in the middle. You who just pointed to your brother. Roman, your brother, older brother. Your older brother. I forgot your name. Yeah, come on up. I'll find out your name. All right, dude. Oh, Charlie. Okay, Charlie. All right, Charlie, you're going to get the watermelon. Ready? Here you go. Okay.
All right, Charlie, I want you to put the watermelon. Actually, you can hold it for now. Go on the girl side over here. All the girls, say in your sweetest voice, hi, Charlie. I don't even care. All right, go over here, show the girls. Okay, so everybody today, we're going to show, we can show the apple slides too. It makes sense for that too. Okay, so we're talking about God and how we, when we pray to God, who do we pray to? And you guys might say, God, we pray to God. But there's something that happens when you get older, when you start to understand who God is, that you understand what the Trinity is. How many of you have heard of the word Trinity? Okay, put your hands down. This is a big word. So for all of you who really want to learn today, listen to this word. Trinity, the word tri means three. Everybody say three. Three, okay? So the Trinity means that we have one God, but there are three persons for our one God. And so are we praying to three different gods? No, we're not, but we're praying to, we have three persons and one God, okay? So I want to explain it like this, okay? How many watermelons do I have up here? One, okay? So I have one watermelon. The first thing on this watermelon is called the rind. It's the outside casing of the watermelon. And this casing is really important because anything that wants to get inside of this watermelon, that wants to get to the center of it, has to go through this rind. The watermelon, the rind also covers the whole thing. And, you know, it kind of reminds me of how Jesus, one of the persons of the Trinity, is he covers our sins, right? And how did he cover our sins? With the red block, remember that? With his blood, right? Okay? Is that heavy, Charlie? It's all good. All right. And then, in order to get to the middle of the watermelon, what do you have to do? To cut it. And Jesus was cut, right? He was cut, and he bled, and he was punished for our sins. So I want you guys to bring it over here. Now you don't have to carry it on this thing. Okay. All right, guess what I got? Knife. All right, Charlie. All right. So the next thing, so what should be inside of this watermelon? What should be inside of it? What's the red stuff? Red stuff, we call it the flesh, okay? And then there's seeds, right? There's seeds in there. Okay, let's see what's inside. All right, let me cut it. All right, have a seat, Carter. All right, I'm going to cut it. Okay, got it. All right, the next thing in here is the red stuff. We call it the flesh. And the flesh inside of this, how many watermelons? There's one watermelon. There's not a bunch of watermelons. There's just one. But inside of this, there's something called the flesh. Just like in an apple, there's a skin and then there's the flesh. And the flesh, for me, reminds me of the Holy Spirit. Everyone say Holy Spirit. And the Bible says that when we pray, boys and girls, when we pray, the Holy Spirit feeds us. It feeds our spirit. And when you eat that watermelon and eat that red stuff, it's juicy, it's nice, that fruit, and you eat it, it fills your stomach, and you feel good, right? You're stronger. You eat that fruit, and you're stronger. And that's why the red stuff reminds me of the Holy Spirit. And then there's one more part to this watermelon. And what is that part in the watermelon? The seeds. All right, Charlie, hold that up. Okay. All right. And I'm actually going to cut a piece off for Charlie so when he's done, he can eat one. All right. All right, hold that up. Show the girls over there. Show the boys. All right, so one more thing in this watermelon. There's seeds. Shh. Have a seat, Carter. That's your second warning. There's seeds inside of this watermelon. And the seeds, to me, remind me of the last person, not the least important, not the most important, but one of the persons of our Trinity are how many watermelons? One God, one watermelon, is a seed. And who is that last person of the Trinity? God, and we call him the Father, okay? So the outside is Jesus, God the Son. The red stuff, God the very good. You guys, you girls are listening. All right. And then the seed represents God the Father. And to me, it reminds me because it's kind of hard to imagine I'm going to pray to three gods? That doesn't make any sense. But the Bible says that we have one God, and that one God is three persons. The Holy Spirit, what he does is he helps us. He leads us. When we're praying, he speaks to us. God is who's in heaven. Jesus, the Bible says that Jesus is praying for us. And when we pray, Jesus is the person who relays that prayer to God the Father. And if you guys remember the Lord's Prayer, he says, pray like this. Our what? Our Father. He said, pray to our Father. But is it okay to pray to Holy Spirit or pray to Jesus? Yes. Why is that okay? Why is that okay? How many gods is there? There's one. So when we pray to Holy Spirit, boys, listen to this. This is important. When we pray to Jesus, we're praying to one God. One God. And they all know what's going on. All right? There's something else that's cool about prayer. Charlie, you can stay up here with me. The Bible says in Jeremiah 33:3, he says, call to me and I will answer. That reminds me of a cell phone. What does that remind you of? Call to me and I will answer you. And it reminds me of how God wants us to hear. I think someone was going to give me a phone call. I think God was saying, you know, I want to give you a phone call. My phone is ringing right now, but I'm busy, right? I'm busy. I'm a paper teacher. I'm going to cancel that. All right. We'll see if he calls again. Okay. So when we're praying, it's like as if God is calling us on the phone. Have you gotten a phone call before? God is calling us on the phone, and we can choose to pick it up, or we can choose to put it down. But I'm kind of busy right now, right? So I'm going to put my phone down, and if he calls again, I'm just going to have to tell him I'm busy, right? That's kind of what we have to do. It's calling again. Do you want to answer it? No, we'll just put it down. And so when God calls us, it's like when we're praying, when we're in kids' church and we're worshiping God, and all of a sudden we feel a certain way, we feel different, like we walked in and we were sad, all of a sudden we feel happy. Or when you're praying and you feel like really lonely, all of a sudden you feel like you have a friend next to you, but no one's next to you. And it's kind of like that. And so when God calls, he wants us to pick up and answer. And when we call to God, we have another call. Should I answer it? Hello? It's God. And he picked us up. So when God calls, he wants us to pick up. He wants us to pick up. And you know, that was, wow, that's cool. You know, the other day, actually Friday, I was praying, and I felt God was saying something really special to me. There was somebody, when I was praying, I felt like God was telling me, somebody is going to do something bad to themselves. And so when I began to pray, I said that in the room that I was speaking to on Friday. I was preaching to some young adults, and I said that. And nothing happened in that room. I didn't know who's going to hurt themselves or do something. And that night, I heard that somebody tried to hurt themselves that night. And because a police officer showed up, he saved them right before they were about to hurt themselves. And I was just wondering, God, you know, I don't know if that was an answer to my prayer or someone else's. But when we pray, God answers us, and he speaks. Sometimes it won't be through a voice or a feeling. Sometimes he'll just answer your prayer. You might get healed. He might do something in your family that all of a sudden your mom and dad stop fighting because you're praying. But you never know. And one thing that's important to know, boys and girls, Gavin over here, Devin, girls over here, Nevaeh over here, all you girls know that some things only happen if we pray. Some things, if we don't pray, we never know. Some things only happen if we pray. Doesn't mean every time, but some things only happen when we pray. We never know. So today, Charlie, thank you so much. You can have this piece of watermelon. You like watermelon? All right, you can give it to somebody if you want, but it's you. All right, clap your hands for Charlie. Thank you very much, Charlie. All right. I want to welcome Miss Kirsten up. Boys and girls, right here I have some cards. The Bible says, Jeremiah 33:3, God says, call to me and I will answer you, and I will show you unspeakable things, things that you didn't know before. I'm laying out these cards right here, boys and girls. Right here. I don't want you to grab them yet. Good. We're going to pray today. And if the Bible says that if we call, God will answer us and God will speak to us, does he mean what he says? He means that. And today God wants to speak to some of us. So I want you guys to stand up with me. We're going to begin to pray. I don't want you to grab the cards until we're ready. Everybody standing. You're good. I want you to close your eyes today. We're going to pray, and we're going to sing one song. And while we're singing this song, you can sing. You can kneel down. You're not talking to your friends. You're not dancing around having fun. This is not a fun song. This is a prayer song. We're very serious. This is not a fun song. And if you want to walk in your square, if you want to kneel down, if you want to open your eyes and look up, whatever you want to do to hear God's voice, you can do that. This is not a fun, Enzo, you guys, this is not a fun mess around kind of song. So we're going to pray. Can you close your eyes with me? God, today, as we're singing this song, would you speak to us, God? I pray, God, as we praise you, as we worship you, like your word says, if we come near to you, if we draw near to you, you'll draw near to us, God. And when we call to you, you'll answer us, God. As we sing this song, God, would you speak to us, God? In Jesus' name, let's sing this song together.
Guys, I just feel like God's telling us something today. He's telling us during this worship song to turn your eyes upon him and not upon everybody around us. So let's turn our eyes to him and think about him and worship him. Just tell him, you are the way, Lord. Jesus, you are the truth. Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. God, I pray you'd speak to us today. Speak to us today. Boys and girls, are in this next part, we're just going to be quiet and just listen to God. If you want to hear from God, you want to listen to God, I want you to come grab a piece of paper and a pencil from up here and go back to where you were praying today. Pencils are right over here. Good job. Yep. If you have a Bible, I encourage you to grab your Bible as you're praying. God might show you a verse today. Cool. Pencils are right over here. Here's your next instruction. All right, this is not a time for your. If you're near your friend right now, get away from him. If you're near your friend right now, get away from him. Okay, because that could be a big distraction. So you don't have to be in your square today as long as you're in front of all the. You can't go in the back, but up front, you can come up front. Wherever you're at right there, so get away from your friend. All right, and here's how this works, guys. If you've never heard God's voice, what his voice means is that you might get I call it a God thought. Everybody say God thought. Everybody say God thought. Okay? I call it a God thought because for me, the Bible says that God's voice is like a whisper, and you're going to know his voice when he speaks to you. And a God thought is when God brings a Bible verse to your memory, he brings a picture to your memory, he brings a person to your memory. Or maybe he even might bring someone literally, someone comes and prays for you, and they might say something out of their mouth. and it might be God speaking, or it might be audibly. That means that you might actually hear it with your ears. You might actually hear it, or you might just feel it in your feelings. Maybe you're feeling sad, and the way that God speaks to you is he gives you happiness, and you feel him. That's how God speaks. So boys and girls, right now, as Miss Kirsten and I are going to continue to sing, I want you to be absolutely quiet. Absolutely quiet. Not a voice at all, unless you're whispering, talking to God. Not a voice. This is a very serious time. Nobody messing around. This is very, very serious. When God speaks, we're silent and we listen. And if God tells something to you, you can draw a picture, write something on those papers. And after a couple minutes, I want to get a few people to share what God is speaking, all right? Take some time. No voices. Just listening. Listening today, God might give you a picture. You can draw that picture, a Bible verse, somebody that needs help. He can give you an idea, a God thought, a sentence, a word, one word even. God, speak to us today. One more minute, guys. One more minute. Keep listening. Holy Spirit, you're welcome here today. Listening. 30 more seconds today. Keep listening. What is God saying?
You are the light in the darkness. You are the calm in the chaos. You are the truth to my questions. Peace to my unsure heart.
10 more seconds. Guys, what we're going to begin to do, if you felt like God was saying something, even something really small, one word, one picture, a person, can you raise your hand if you felt like you were hearing something from God, something small? Awesome, that's a win. If one person hears God's voice, that's a win. That's awesome. All right, you can put your hands down. I'd like at least two people, if they want to share something that God is speaking to them today, I'd like to give you an opportunity to do that. So two people, who would like to do that? Let's go with Elliot over here. Elliot, here. All right, Charlie and Elliot, why don't you come up? Let's listen very closely. Nobody messing around. Elliot. All right, Charlie. All right, Elliot's gonna share what she felt like I was saying. You guys can turn the music almost all the way on. That's right.
God made me feel happier because one of my best friend's dogs died, and he was really nice. He's probably nicer than any of the dogs that I ever know.
Good.
It made me feel happier.
Good. So she's saying how God made her feel happy even though she was sad because her best friend's dog died. That's great.
God said not to fight with my brother anymore.
Gotcha. So God said not to fight with your brother anymore? That's awesome, guys. Good job. How about one more? Well, guess stay up here. Stay up here. Elliot, Charlie, one more. One more. Gadisa, why don't you come up? God speaks. Bible says, call to me and I will answer you. God speaks today. All right, Gadisa.
Father, just pray that I had a hard time saying goodbye to my dog Sadie, so that made me sad. So I got a new one, but I was still having a hard time, but I had a good attitude.
Thank you, Gadisa. Very good. I want you guys to stay up here. We're going to do something special today. It was one of our leaders' birthdays this week. So Miss Kirsten's birthday was this week, right, on Monday. All right, we're going to pray for her today and tell her happy birthday. So can we pray for you? All right, why don't you come up here? All right, Charlie, Gadisa, Elliot, could you lay your hands on her shoulders today? All right, can you guys stretch out your hands forward? All right. All right, let's pray for Miss Kirsten. Tell her happy birthday. God, thank you so much for Miss Kirsten. God, I pray that you would just continue to guide her and lead her and help her. I pray you'd bless her. Bless her husband, Nate, and her daughter, Tessa, and her future family, God. We pray, God, because we know you answer prayers, God, and we know you'll bless Kirsten as she serves, God. I pray right now that you just continue to lead her and guide her by your Holy Spirit, God. The dreams that she has in her heart, Lord, that are big, God, would seem so small because of how big you are, Lord. I pray that you'd begin to just speak to her. I pray that Tessa, her little daughter, God, will grow up to be a woman of God, someone who follows you, someone who influences other ladies and other families, God. I pray that as she sings, Lord, that people would know that you are real, God. When she sings, people would feel, God, your presence and your anointing, God. I pray, God, her voice would be like somebody singing, God, to you directly, Lord, in Jesus' name, God. I pray as we reach our hands forward, come on, reach your hands forward today. I pray you bless her in Jesus' name. Everybody said?
Amen.
Amen. All right. Sure, no, but all right. Can you clap your hands? Thank you so
happy
much.
Happy birthday, Miss Kirsten.
And Charlie, good job.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, guys.
He's so happy that it's your birthday.
Wow, that was weird. Ran into Kirsten choking Freddie backstage.
Well, kids, this has been a very fun Sunday. And I'm going to have two assistants come out this morning. And I want you guys to hold up your raffle tickets, hold them up high, wave them.